There he is. Scott Kaplan is here. Cappy and Kirk Morrison are going to be your afternoon today.
Cap, how'd the taco tour go?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Unbelievable.
Was it great?
Insane.
Now, describe it. So did you get a bunch of tacos and bring them out, or did you have a truck, or how did it work?
Mace, take a guess how many tacos I ate last night. Now, hold on.
Yep.
Remember earlier, you know, John
Ireland, you're a man of larger stature.
Well, John Ireland's wife said, "Who's that fat guy that's slapping you in the face with tortillas?" Right?
That is correct. She did. She did say that about me.
Yeah. And remember, my girlfriend, affectionately known
Rachel.
Around these parts, Rachel.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
She also said that when you and I were singing the national anthem at the softball game, she said you and Steve seem to have a very similar build. Both of us, by the way, were terribly insulted by
and
him.
You yeah, went, and so your answer to this was to go out and eat as many tacos as humanly possible?
Well, I just have an eating disorder. Like, when there's food in front of me, I cannot turn it down.
Now, yeah. Cap, I didn't know you weren't
going to... So the number of tacos is the question, right?
Yeah, number of tacos last night. Three stops.
I'll say you had nine.
Okay, nine's a good guess.
I'm going to go... I'll take the over 10.
Okay.
I'm going to go 8.
All right. Ooh. All right. The winner is, this guy's been on a roll lately. The winner is Mace.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Us fat guys stick together.
Yeah, we do. I had
10
last
tacos
night,
sounds good.
I had 11 tacos.
Yeah.
And one tostada.
Oh, I'm glad you snuck the tostada in.
Yeah, that's good work.
Like,
yeah.
That was
now,
dessert.
Cap, I brought a scale into the studio today because I was trying to make the point that most men will lie about what they weigh. Mm-hmm. Yesterday I said I had you going at about 225. You were incredibly insulted by my guess. Mm-hmm. What have you weighed yourself in the last 2-3 days?
I haven't weighed myself today because of the whole taco thing yesterday.
Right.
Do you have access to a scale where you are right now?
I do.
All right, go run in there. Mm-hmm. Weigh yourself. What do you think it's going to say?
Well, I'd say based on the time of day and what I've consumed thus far, probably about 202.3, somewhere in that neighborhood,
damn.
I guess.
203, you'd be lighter than Mason. Okay, let's see what you actually get.
All right, you guys talk amongst yourselves. I'll be right back. Hold on.
Yeah,
right
so
back.
What I actually weighed today, and it's
you weighed in
close.
At 214.
Right, and I when I weighed myself this morning, I was 213.6. So we're right at the correct
Kirk,
level.
What do you weigh?
Right now, today, or last week?
No, today, roughly.
I would say right around 250, 255.
And what was your playing weight?
Playing weight was about 235.
Yeah. All right, and that's where you wanted to be too. You like 235. That was you could still be fast and still hit
still
people.
Be fast. If I played in today's NFL, I would have to be 220.
Oh, you would.
I would have to.
Even though the linemen are bigger.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. Everybody's 220. Everybody's 215, 220.
Well, the offensive line though, back when you started in the league, if I was 275, I could probably get away with it. And now there isn't anybody under 3, right?
No, everybody's 300 on the offensive line. But at the same time,
and they can move.
It's
too,
a different
right?
looking 300. Like we look at. Andrew Whitworth.
Yeah.
He is the leanest 330 I've ever seen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if someone told me he's 330, like, no way. He looks like he's about 285.
Right.
But yet he's 330.
I was looking
frame.
At Whitworth the other day. I think if the Rams get an injury, they're going to call him.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I would. Yeah.
I think he still looks really
although I
good.
Think Nopum's ready.
He's
well,
ready.
We're about to find out.
I do want to ask, Cap, you still there?
Cap, he went to weigh himself. Yeah.
All right, now, Cap, where, how close were you to your actual weight?
I was under. I was under. I do blame the 11 tacos and the one tostada.
Right, you guessed 202, 203. What's the actual number?
208.4.
not that bad.
No, it's pretty bad.
Mace, you're within 6 pounds of Cap.
I'm within 6 pounds of Cap.
I just want to ask Cap about this Sixth Street Bridge because every night I watch the news, me and my wife, we sit back, we always watch the 10 o'clock news, and I always watch the first 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And every day this week, every day since the bridge is open, there's always at least one lead with the Sixth Street Bridge.
Is this the new bridge that they just built that they're making?
Bridge.
So what makes this bridge such a big deal?
It is now an influencer. I'm so shocked that Steve Mason has not crossed the Sixth
Street
Bridge.
I have not crossed the Sixth Street Bridge.
You have not.
Cap, did you cross it last? Did you cross it last night?
I did. I crossed it both ways a couple times.
It goes from what? Boyle Heights to the Arts District, right?
That's exactly right, Mace.
I watched the first 15 minutes of the news, too.
It's an influencer bridge, but it seems like something that Steve Mason would be there.
So people are going there, get their picture taken, and then going viral on the Insta.
Yes, some people are now climbing up the spirals. I don't know what it
is. Probably not advisable.
Yeah, just because everybody, it's the new thing.
They call it the arch, Laura?
The arch, yeah.
Yes, the arches.
The arches, yes.
Cappy, how many tacos do you think you shuffled out last night?
How many tacos did... Did what? Shuffle out?
Shuffle
out.
Well, you were giving away tacos, weren't you? Or were you just taking tacos?
No, just taking. Buying.
Oh, really?
Really, I was just
I thought you had a like a truck and you were going around and you were giving.
They were going to different hot spots.
Yes. So you were just clubbing.
Yeah.
Well, and taco
instead of a bar crawl.
If you've got a guy who knows.
Taco crawl.
And Beto is a good guy for this. I used to, the photographers at KCAL who grew up in L.A. and have lived there and know all the shortcuts. Shout out Jody Mena. Shout out Steve Medina. Would take me to these hole in the wall taco joints. Cap, I assume you ate a couple of them last night, and they were fantastic. I was blown away by two things happened. I don't know if the second thing's still true. Number one, I was blown away by how good everything tasted, and number two, the cost was ridiculously affordable. Like it was not pricey at all.
Well, here's what happened yesterday, and I know Kirk and I will jump into it a little bit deeper, because everybody went with us. Laura did all the driving.
Yeah.
Funchy was with us. Josh from our social media team.
Nice.
Morales. I mean, we had a whole mishbucha of people to go out and about, you know, including Beto, who was the ringleader of all of this. What I didn't realize is, do you guys know the number, and I don't know that there is a number, but... pop-up taco stands.
Number so like, you know, of pop-up taco stands.
Well, the point is this. I don't know that there's an answer for that. But literally, we were at a Pep Boys, like a auto parts store.
Yeah.
You know?
And they had a pop-up taco spot there?
Yeah. Pop it up right there. And it was fire. And listen, it's not like they're just trying
fire.
To get in. No, it was. It was
when
it was,
Cappy gets with the kids. It was fire.
It was so damn good. And we went to three different pop-up taco stands that all bring in their clientele through social media. Hey, this is where we are today. Come on down and get it. And you guys, you'd be blown away by the lines of people.
Really?
That are standing there.
Were they for you?
No, not for me.
I thought this was about you.
Not about me. Not about me at all. This was about Beto Duran saying, you need to go to East L.A. and get out there on the streets with the people and see what it's all about.
So here's what I want to do. I want to better this bit. So we're going to get a taco truck filled with tacos. Mm-hmm. Then we're going to start playing music like the ice cream trucks used to have. And then we're going to give away tacos as we go along. What
the
about
Mason
that?
And Ireland taco truck?
Yeah, the taco truck. What do you think? Ladies and gentlemen, here we come. Taco truck.
Dad, it's the taco truck.
Mom, can I have some money? The taco truck
is
coming.
The taco truck
is
here.
And maybe, Mace, this will allow us to bring back the Choco Taco.
The Choco Taco.
Which was knocked out of existence this week.
It's now a collector's item. I've got one in my freezer, and do I eat it? Do I not eat it?
Oh, who are you kidding? You can't resist.
No. But this is like a piece of history, right? Yeah. This is one of the building blocks of why I got so big was the Choco Taco. Don't I want to preserve the Choco Taco in its entirety for future generations?
So your excuse as to why you've gotten so big is because of the Choco Taco. My excuse is because I was wearing elastic waistband pants all through COVID.
Sansibel.
Very deceiving, the waistbands, you know, because they stretch, so you don't really notice the difference.
It's quality fashion idea right there.
Exactly.
But, John, I heard you talking about this earlier, about talking to a friend who's really overweight and being worried about
it. Yeah, by the way, Cap. Yeah. Can you and I have a talk?
I know we should have an intervention with each
all right,
other.
Now, Cap,
we?
Do you think there is a way that I could approach it with him that would not offend him, or should I just drop it?
Yeah, John's got a super fat friend. He wants to know if he should say something about it.
Kirk, what do you think before Scott answers?
Yeah, you let him know.
Really?
Yeah.
Mason said hell no.
How do you do it? Okay, so I'm John's super fat friend. So what are you going to say?
What are you doing this weekend?
I'm meeting with friends. I'm having dinner with friends.
We're about to go do a little group workout.
Workout. Yeah, yeah. I don't.
So you have to bring it into everybody's like all inclusive.
But what
you know
about
what I mean?
When I say no?
Like no.
No on the group workout.
Well, see, what happens is this is where you have to realize, and I saw this the other day because someone sent like our pictures from college.
Yeah.
And it's like.
And you were svelte.
Oh, yeah. It's totally different. Like you're like, oh, my God. Like, I was like, dog, we got to get back to that. Like, you know what I mean? So it's more of an encouraging thing. Like, man.
So you don't come right out and call him fat. Now, Cap, how would you tackle it?
So I'm going to tell you guys a totally true story.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a guy who I'm acquaintances with in the radio industry. He lives over in Arizona, right?
Yep.
And this guy, I'm not joking, is about 6'2"
yep.
and probably 500 pounds.
Okay.
Whoa.
Yeah. So he's a tall guy.
Yep. But a big guy.
But he's insanely overweight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so I happened to see him at a convention. This is about 2 years ago.
Yep.
Maybe a little longer. And when it was over, I called him on the phone. And I said, hey, listen, and by the way, me saying what I'm about to tell you guys, mm-hmm. everybody who listens, everybody knows I call myself fat and disgusting.
Yes.
I got no willpower. I'm cutting out every vice on September 6th. I'm getting rid of booze, weed. I'm going on a major diet.
Wait a minute.
What is September 6th, by
September
the way?
6th.
I thought you're not supposed to wear, like, white anymore, right?
After why September 6th is the date you're going to get good?
No more white pants for you, Captain.
Right. Well, the reason September 6th is because the Rams host the Bills on September 8th.
Correct.
Right. So I'm going to start on Monday the 6th, and I'm going to go 30 days of no booze, no cannabis product of any kind.
Wow.
And that, by the way, Mace, that will change everything for my diet.
Yeah.
Because the reason I overeat the way I do is mostly because of the you-know-what.
So you're saying after Labor Day or on Labor Day?
After Labor Day.
No, he's going to.
So he's going to go hard on.
See,
Labor
I'm
Day.
Trying now, but so the problem is, like, I was down to 207 last week, then I was off for 4 days, and I'm back at 214. So it's like it's bouncing around like crazy.
Yeah.
But Cappy, in September, I'm going to make a huge effort too. Does that mean you're going to have a total blowout between now and then?
Does that mean
nothing but debauchery the rest of the summer?
There's two things going on for me the rest of the summer that I got to deal with. One of them is next week while you guys are at Rams training camp,
mm-hmm.
I'm actually taking a couple of days off.
Oh, nice.
Week.
Good for you. Where are you going? You.
We are going to be in Mammoth.
Oh, nice.
Yes. Mammoth in the summer is insane. It is so great. And there's a big blues festival up there. So, again, now I'm going to a place where there's going to be eating, drinking, and you know what else is going to be happening.
Yeah.
Okay. And then later in the month, I've got another couple of days off right before Labor Day. And then the reason September 6th is because September 6th to me is the it's from today, September 6th, until like Christmas of no days off.
Right.
You know,
it's that's the way it is until December
right.
for sure.
Right. So I feel like in September I'm going to start this diet and get rid of all booze, all cannabis products, and really watch my eating.
Hey, were you done, Cap?
I just want to say I said to this friend of mine, very, very, very overweight guy.
Yeah.
I said to him, I go, listen, man. I go, I don't mean to be your Tony Robbins here, okay? I don't mean to be your Richard Simmons here, but I just need to tell you that as someone who cares about you, this is not a secret. You're obviously way, way overweight, okay? And you got these young kids, and you want to be here for them. So let me tell you how easy it would be for you to just lose some weight right away. Just do this. Stop drinking soda and stop drinking all these sugar products, and then just do a 45-minute walk every day. That's how you start, especially when you're that big.
Cap, how was that received?
Okay, insanely well. You know how it was
really?
Received, John? John, it was received like this. Oh, my God, thank you for caring about me. Oh, my God, thank you for having the guts to say that to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was met with, I was getting calls like every 2 weeks. Dude, guess what? I was in the gym yesterday with a trainer. Dude, guess what? I stopped drinking
really?
Monster Energy.
Oh, this is a made-up BS story.
No, I promise.
This is totally made-up.
This
is one. This is something you twist up to try to make a point, and it's not for real, Cappy. Just stop.
This
that guy would immediately 100%. Say, F you.
100%
you
true.
Went to him and said, basically, you're fat. That's what he knew. He already knew that. He has
That's
a
right.
mirror at home.
That's
he doesn't
right.
need you telling him that he's fat.
Correct. He did not need me to. But what he did need me to do is say, somebody cares about you, and you know what? It's time for somebody who cares about you to tell you that you need to do something about this, because most people just won't tell him.
Well, how much does he weigh now?
I think he's gained about 30 or 40 pounds.
Gained. Hey, Laura, give me a women's opinion on this. If I were to go to another guy and say, hey, I'm concerned about you, mm-hmm. you're overweight, you got to start exercising, you got to start eating better, am I a jerk or is that a good friend?
No, I think... So it's hard because it depends on the mindset of the person and where mm-hmm. they're at.
Right.
I think that's the key. Because if they're in a place like where Mason said, and they're like, hey, they know. People know they're overweight.
Right.
You know, when I look at pictures of me when I was over 500 pounds, I was like, damn, that was me. But it was crazy. You know. But it's...
Did anyone come to you back then and say, I'm concerned about your health?
Yes, but it was also mostly my doctors.
Yeah.
Because I was always overweight, and then I got sick, and then that tipped me mm-hmm. into that scale of 500 pounds. So going back to your question, I personally think that depending on how you say, like if you're like, yo, you're fat, you need to work out, bro. They know that.
Yeah. Right.
And if, mm-hmm. the way you said it, that's why I texted you, you know, yeah. I said, that's not bad. You're telling them, yo, I'm concerned for you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I am your friend and I right. want you here. And I think, again, it depends on the mindset of that person, because a lot of people that are overweight, it's a mental thing. It's yeah. not just a overeating thing. So it depends where their psyche's at, too. And as a friend, you know where that's at, or you may or may not, right? But depending on how you approach it, I think that's the key for that.
You know, in the end, this is a public service message for Laura and Bergman and Funch and Ireland and Kirk and Cappy. Yeah. Don't reach out with concern. I already know I picked up. I don't need to hear from you, okay? Don't try to say I care about you and it's time. I know.
This
I'll
is really
it.
An amazing piece of commentary by you, Steve, considering mm-hmm. that you're the guy that wants to marry for love, while the rest of us are like, no, marry a second time, marry for money.
Wait a minute. You also in the marry for money club?
100% I'm in the marry for money club.
Does Rachel have money?
Because we're yeah. honest.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Does Rachel have money?
Yeah.
Mason she does? Says, love will keep us together. I only marry for love.
Yeah. You,
I'm sorry. On, I settle down for love. Oh, again. Here we go. Captain and team. Oh,
don't marry for money. It's guys. Not important.
Yeah.
We'll live off of our love and mm-hmm. top ramen.
Everybody hates love around here.
Nobody hates love. Everybody
yeah, you're
love.
Hating on love.
Yeah, but
you're diminishing what love is.
And you, sir, are hating on being honest with somebody because you love them. See, we love. That's why we tell this person you got to lose some weight.
I don't think these things have anything to do with each other. I'm extremely confused. I'm going home.
Coming up next, Kaplan and Kirk.
Back tomorrow at 1, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Yeah! Bing, ba-dum, boom. Bing, da-dum, ding. Do-da-da-da. Ba-dum, ba-dum. Come on, Kirk Morrison. Bing, ba-dum, bum. Yeah! Do-da-da-ding. Ba-dum, I play the air bass. You play the air guitar? Boom. Here comes some drums.
Yeah.
Kirk Morrison in the house today.
What's up, man? What up, brother?
My man.
Good. Good to be here, man. Good to see you. Good to be seen.
Yeah, it's good to be with you always. I have not seen you since July 15, mm-hmm. when you hit two monster bomb home runs and were leading us to victory until everything fell apart and Beto Duran hit the walk-off game-winning home run and literally stole from you, Kirk Morrison, the MVP award, and stole from me the victory,
yeah.
Team Cappy versus Team Mace. Kirk, give me some, you've had time to think about what happened 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Where's your head at on all this?
Well, my head is that the first two home runs I just knew. And for a lot of people at the station to just understand my athleticism. Some people, they think, oh, he's the football guy. No, I'm just a guy of the people. I'm a guy of sports. And that's all I was able to do, show you that I could swing the bat. Baseball is my first love. Okay, Cappy, I told you that, man. I love baseball. I still do. I just, you know, obviously the way that my body was made out, I had to play football. I couldn't play baseball anymore. So, I mean, the one thing I could say this, being out there with the group, I wanted to show everybody what I can do. I hit two home runs, and I had the third opportunity in Ron Mitchell. That darn Ron Mitchell.
Dirty dog.
Dirty dog Ron Mitchell. He came with these sky softballs from the heavens. And for me, I'm an anxious guy. And I got a little too anxious. I should have just calmed down and relaxed. And I ended up hitting one to the warning track and not over the fence. And I, for me, you said what's been going through my head is that I let my team down.
Oh, man.
I let my team down. Wow. Because if I hit another home run, I'm walking around. I'm walking off with the MVP trophy.
Right.
I've got a belt around my waist. I probably get a picture in these luxurious ESPN Los Angeles studios somewhere.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, having your picture up with the MVP trophy, and for right now, I don't get that. I don't have a trophy.
Right.
I'm just, you know, just the guy who hit a couple home runs, and that's
right.
it.
Right. I mean, essentially what happens is those become meaningless home runs.
Yeah.
You know? So as much as you feel like you've let your team down, I hate to keep bringing this up, but how do you think Kurt Sandoval feels when Beto Duran hit what was a pop-up and should have been just a standard fly ball, and Kurt has the ball in his glove but falls backwards over the fence? And by the way, you were probably standing right there when it happened,
yeah,
right?
I was up close and personal, saw it. The ball was right there. Almost came down with it. But, man, it was look, I told you, if we're keeping score, I want to win. That's just what it is. So we were keeping score. We lost. And it took me a little bit of time to get over it. But I'm already looking forward to next year.
Yeah, I understand. Well, hey, it took me a little time to get over it as well. And yesterday and the day before, Beto Duran was filling in for Chidano. And Beto has been saying to me, Kaplan, you need to get out into East L.A. and you need to be with the real people. And so last night we got off the air, me and Beto, Laura and Funchy, and then we roped Chris Morales into this entire thing. We went on an East L.A. taco tour. Mm. And let me tell you something, Kirk. Next time we decide to do something like this, you're going to want to come. Your boy here,
yes.
Your boy here put down 11 tacos.
Damn.
And one tostada. Una tostada. I mean, Laura, you saw me put on that eating exhibition last night,
oh
right?
Oh, my God. I had four, well, three and a half, and my stomach was dead. Dead.
So the thing is, I didn't get a chance to actually go, but I followed on the ESPN Los Angeles Twitter handle, by the way, and ESPN Los Angeles Instagram page. And I had a bit of jealousy because it looked like one of those events. And I got to give it to you, Cappy. You got some hood cards, man. You got some hood credibility. I mean, like, for real, like, you walking through the streets of East L.A. and, like, people know you. Like, that's Cappy. So you, I gotta give you respect, dog. I gotta give you respect. I didn't know if you was gonna have some of that hood card in you, but they've given you a hood pass out here in East L.A.
Right. I think they liked that I didn't have boots on the ground per se. I had flip flops on the ground is what was going on. I think where I really got my card yesterday, Laura, you tell me, Funchy, jump in on this. But we just, Laura, start us off with this. Where did we start out? We started out, the first taco place was where?
Avenue 26, which is on 4th and Alameda.
Mm-hmm.
Great
okay.
tacos.
Yeah.
And
right.
they used
really
to have
good.
The night market. Then we proceeded to go to the 6th Bridge because Cappy needed his picture.
Yeah. Oh, see, so he's see, the one
that
now.
Man, he was wilding out yesterday on the bridge.
See, there it is. So now the story comes out that Cap wanted to be there for the
bridge. Oh.
That is a Cap bridge, right?
Well, I feel like it's an all of us bridge, but I feel like, yes, it is.
But for the influencer in Cap, to let everybody know I was there.
Did you not see that beautiful picture that was taken?
I did see.
And you want to know the funny part about it is that we were there. And as we were coming off the bridge, headed towards Boyle Heights, the cops were like, you know, hitting their sirens, mm-hmm. telling people, let's get moving here, because there were mm-hmm. people in cars that were literally pulled over on the side, stopped, like almost parking before they got onto the
bridge. Not even that, Cap, but there was like 50 kids with bikes. There was like a biker gang almost.
Right. There was a bicycle takeover of the bridge. And the next thing we know, we're all getting tweets saying, hey, the bridge has been shut down. And we had just been there moments before.
It was Cappy's fault, but you know.
Well, that's what people were saying on Twitter.
But you were with Cap, so they allowed you to cross the bridge.
Well, the people on Twitter were like, leave it to the one white guy to get the whole bridge shut down. Because that's the one thing everybody was saying to me last night. They're like, bro, do you understand that you're the only white guy here?
Yeah.
And I'm like,
But that's what happened. Who made the joke that said, because we didn't see the white guy back on the bridge, we were a little concerned, so that's why they shut it down to look for you? I don't remember who said that joke last night. I was like, damn. So we did the picture. We did a little photo shoot with Cappy.
Yeah.
And shout out to Josh because he did a great job of the social media team.
Kirk, then, that's called dad modeling is what that's called.
I said that was like you made it. You know what I mean?
Dad model.
It's like the fake look back, like you're looking at something, like you're gazing at something, but you're really not.
Right. And to me, I'm acting like
you're
like,
looking
I'm
off
just
in the
here,
distance.
Right. I'm just here doing my thing. And it just so happens that somebody's snapping up pictures of me. You know, so yes, I'm a dad model.
So you're, no, you're an Instagram model. It's all good.
Ooh, okay.
All right, so from the bridge, we went to the bridge before it got closed down.
We did.
Okay, and then where to, Laura?
Then we went to Don Cuco's Tacos and off like where Whittier is and stuff. Yes. And we posted their Instagram, so if you guys want to follow them, you guys can go do that.
By the way, I am now officially best friends with everybody who works at Tacos Don Cuco.
That's true.
Including Don Cuco himself.
True.
Because he and I last night were sweating all over each other and hugging it out like you couldn't even believe.
Romance.
They let me get behind the scenes and do a bunch of the cooking. And you'll notice that I had a beer in my hand the entire time because Beto was pouring Modelo Especials. Okay. And so I'm standing there with a cerveza in one hand.
He was not driving, by the way.
No. And then, you know, I was flipping chicken and adobada on the grill.
Adobada.
You know? See. And we were just eating our faces off, man. I am so disgusting. I mean, this morning, if you had any idea the pain that I was experiencing, but that's another story. So we went from Tacos Don Cuco, which was, you say, on Whittier.
It's in East LA. So you go down Whittier and stuff. It's on the little side street, but if you know, you know. Mm-hmm. And shout out to them. They were great. And one thing, did you see Cap before Don Cuco himself? He was like chilling.
Yeah.
Like just chilling in the background. Like, because we were, you know, we loud. We loud, you know? So he was like, who the hell are all these people here? Just loud. Because everybody was in line just chilling. And we were like the only ones that were hella loud. So he was just kind of observing everything. And then when we took a picture, he's like, oh, yeah, I'm the owner. And then that's how we found out. And I was like, ooh, Don Cuco, we've been looking at us, like, eyes on. Like, what are you doing here? Anyway, so we were there.
Wait, hold on. One thing that happened, though, when we first got there. When we got there, there's this gentleman, and he's wearing, like, a security guard uniform.
Oh, Gio. Shout out to Gio. Right?
Shout out to Gio. And so here's me. Like, this is like, stupid, you know, naive guy, you know, who shows up in East L.A. And I'm like, well, yeah, they have a security guard here for the event that's going on here. And Laura's like, no, moron, he's not a security guard for the event. He's a security guard in his real life, and he's a listener to 710, and he came here to hang out with us. I'm like, oh.
Yep.
That's what's up, man. See?
Yeah, so because we literally, it was like they were barely popping shop, right? Mm-hmm. And he goes, yo, el güero, like, you know, the white guy and stuff. So we're like, Cap's like, yeah, what's up? But we didn't know, like, we legit didn't know it was a listener. So he had announced to the staff and the owners, like, yo, 710 is popping up here. We didn't know that. We, like, found out later when we looked at Twitter and stuff. But he was there. There was another listener there.
Grant.
They were there. There were just a few people there chilling because they heard we were going to pop through. So it was fun, you know, just kind of chilling with the people for a little bit. And then we went to the next spot that was legit on Pep Boys. That's what we're calling it because it's not an official thing. Like, it's just
a pop-up.
It's
Kirk,
just a pop-up.
They literally put up pop-up. A kitchen. They pulled a kitchen out of a truck, and they had everything. It's not like they were half-assing it. I mean, they had every last detail you would want right behind a Pep Boys, you know? So now here we all are, you know, drinking cervezas and eating tacos and partying and having a great time, meeting people, you know, kind of caravanning with listeners. Yep. And it was totally like grassroots. We set it on the air. We actually went and did it. We put it on social media, and it was awesome.
It was great. And again, people, because I know there's going to be those few people, the guys were not driving. They had DDs. You know, I was a DD for the boys, and Funchy was a DD for Beto. So before y'all get crazy.
Well, I just didn't have any alcohol for me, that's all. I don't drink beer.
Yeah. No beer?
I don't drink beer, no.
Beer and tacos?
Nah, man.
Not no Modelo?
Go with the Hennessy, man.
As hot as it is out there.
Go with the Hennessy, man.
That's it. Just the Hennessy, huh?
Just the Hennessy.
It worked out because he was a DD.
Yeah,
it
was DD,
you know?
So it's fine.
But
yeah.
You know what? Honestly, it looked fun, man. I really did. I'm like, man, I would have loved to do that. And it seems like, now you can find it. It's more of those pop-ups, like you mentioned, Laura. Like, that's the one thing about LA that I love, is that you can go to some spots and, like, people have staked claim on their locations.
Yes.
I know that on Saturday by this place, it's a tire shop. I won't say which tire shop, but I'm saying it is a tire shop.
I'm keeping it a secret. I probably know where it is.
But every Saturday when they close, I think they close probably about like 6 o'clock. The line just starts.
Oh, yep.
You got
and
right.
This truck just it pulls up. And I want to say that truck is there till 2 a.m. So they're probably going from like 6 to 2. Easy. And I've never seen less than 10 people in line.
Oh, no.
Dude. It was like that for us last night, too, Kirk Morrison. Let me tell you. And what I love is Beto is explaining to me. He goes, Cap, you notice how there's no white people here? He goes, it's only you. You're the only white guy here. He goes, and you notice how there's no Karens? Nobody's saying, come on, let's go, make it fast. He goes, everybody's patient. Everybody's waiting in line. He goes, you notice that? I'm like, no, man, I just was eating tacos. I didn't notice any of this stuff. I mean, I was just, like, oblivious to it all. Kirk Morrison is in today. As we get started, Kirk, I want to tell you that this whole story about USC and UCLA taking off for the Big Ten, I'm sure you've got a lot of opinions about it, but the Big Ten is now exploring adding other teams from the Pac-12. Which other teams? Does it make sense? Let's get to that story. We're just getting rolling. This is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Going with a little purple rain here this afternoon.
Some purple rain.
Woo! Nice, Kirk Morrison. Very nice. Kirk Morrison in for Sedano. This is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN. Get it, man. Come on.
One of the best concerts I've ever been to in my life. Me and my wife in Inglewood at the Forum. It's Prince. One of the best shows I've ever seen. Brought out Sheila E. I mean, it was... It was it. That was, so you ever talk like when someone sings a song or like that artist and it takes you to a place, it took me to the acoustics of the Forum, the Great Forum. Remember when all the concerts used to just happen at the Forum?
Yeah.
And now you have like 30 million venues.
They do sometimes.
Yeah, but you got like all these different venues now around Los Angeles. But you had a concert at the Forum. It was to the rafters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How long ago was that?
Wow. So I want to say we went in 20, he did like a 20, like a whole, what is it, like a month of shows he did?
Yeah, like everywhere, right?
Like everywhere. So
like he did one at LA Live too.
I want to say it was 20, maybe 2010, I believe.
Really?
Yeah. About 12 years ago. Yeah.
I just saw the other day that there's a Prince tribute band playing nearby me, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go see that. Any guy who's got enough courage to try and play Prince in a tribute band, I want to see that for myself.
I was actually Prince for Halloween, by the way.
No way, really?
Only I can show you the picture, Laura. I won't put it out for the socials.
Come on, man. Let us check it out. Let us take a look at you, Kirk Morrison.
You ain't here.
Come on.
You ain't here.
Yeah. So, listen, I want to talk to you, Kirk, about a lot of things coming up today. And, and with you being in studio today, I want to get into a little bit of Rams. I want to get into some NFL headlines. We'll get to all that coming up. But a story today that has really interested me, otherwise I'll wind up talking about how many tacos I ate for the next 3 hours. I don't want to do that. A story that really interested me today is the potential expansion of the Big Ten. So look, we all know the story by now, right? USC and UCLA take off for the Big Ten. UCLA's athletic director, Martin Jarman, pretty much tells everybody why they did it, which is, we're $100 million in debt when I took over this athletic department. We got to find a way to make some money. And by the way, not only are we going to make enough money in the Big Ten, but we're also going to be able to make enough money to save all of our Olympic sports here at our school. So we're not going to have to start canceling sports. So we are leaving because there's better competition, better national visibility, and let's be honest, a whole lot more money. But when the Big Ten takes USC and UCLA, the question right after that is, well, what happens from here? You know, does the Big Ten take more? Does the Pac-12 try and expand? What's going to happen? I don't know if you saw the story earlier today. There's a report that the Big Ten is now looking at four additional Pac-12 schools. Have you heard about this?
Yeah, I have. Absolutely. You know, anything college football, I'm on top of now as we get ready. My college football season is quickly, fast, rapidly approaching. So my head is literally on football. It doesn't matter. College, it doesn't matter. Even high school football, right? I got some high school games coming up in Bishop Gorman and De La Salle High School. So I'm just telling you, I'm all over when it comes to Los Alamitos.
That's cool. By the way,
John Bosco's got one.
Are you doing those games for ESPN?
ESPN, yeah. So I
Kirk, by the way, with all these kids that are like superstars and getting, you know, to big time schools and, you know, that quarterback at Los Alamitos, for example.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Somebody was telling me the other day about the amount of, it was Beto, was telling me about the amount of NIL money that is now available to kids who are still in high school who are going to become big college stars or projected to become big college stars. So the NIL money is not just the college guys, but it's the high school guys who are about to become the college guys. That blows my mind.
Well, it shouldn't blow your mind because, I mean, look, you have, you know, you've been a father for a while. You understand the influence that your kids bring home to you. So think about the guys who are or the people who are actual influencers or the ones that the kids look up to, like, oh, man, this is the coolest dude in school. Well, everybody wants to do what the coolest dude in school is doing, what he's wearing or what she's wearing, the tie of shoes, the haircut. So that's what NIL has been for the high school players, which I think now you're starting to see that it's not about the talent that they have, which obviously helps out, but it's about the influence that they have more so than anything. And that's the fun part of watching these high schoolers that get ready to go to college, because they already come with the following more so than anything, that they can have a reach. Cap. They have a reach now.
I'm with you. Listen, I'm trying to remember who it was, but there were these two twin college basketball players from some small school. I mean, I'm not talking about, you know, like
which one? The girls from Fresno State? They
just
transferred to Miami.
Fresno State. Yeah. Oh, really? Fresno State. So they weren't at UConn. They weren't at Tennessee. They weren't at like one of these major female college basketball powerhouse kind of schools. And because they had such a big social media following, that's why they were so attractive for NIL deals. Mm-hmm. But back to this story, though. So now that you've already told us, you know, you're getting ready for college football season, high school football. The story of who might be next to follow USC and UCLA. Kirk, you've heard by now about Cal Berkeley and how the governor of the state of California is like, we need answers. How could UCLA just make this unilateral decision and not even consider their brother to the north in Cal Berkeley? And if Cal Berkeley is going to be negatively impacted by UCLA leaving financially, well, you can imagine Cal Berkeley crying to dad, the governor, hey, you can't let them leave without us. And today the story is that the Big Ten might consider adding Stanford, Cal, Oregon, and Washington. Kirk Morrison, what do you think about that?
Well, first of all, I love the expansion aspect of it in terms of the more teams going to the Big Ten. I think the SEC has shown that they have a dominant name. When we hear SEC, we think of the cream of the crop in terms of football. The Big Ten is now starting to get there. But bringing over more schools outside of UCLA and USC, it's about brand names. I get it. But the brand names of USC and UCLA, like you at first you're like, no, they're in the Pac-12 and they should stay there. Well, people forget it used to be the Pac-8. Then it went to the Pac-10. Then it went to the Pac-12. Expansion has been all around for a very long time. That being said, of those names that you've heard, Cap, because the names that have been flirting around, I guess, or flowing around has been Stanford, Cal, Oregon, Washington. Are those brand names, though? You know what I mean? Like, well, a brand name university is that when you put that logo up, you automatically know what it is, but you know what it stands for. I don't care where you are. If you see an SC anywhere, you know what that means. You see UCLA, you know what that means. Alabama, Ohio State, that's just name recognition. Even the Stanford Cardinal, that tree, that big S, we know what that is. I'm not trying to downplay Cal Berkeley, but when it comes to athletics, they don't sit at the same table as USC, UCLA. And so if they're thinking, oh, we should go to the Big Ten or hopefully they'll ask us, that's – it doesn't create the revenue that the reasons why you want to go there. So,
well, but this is interesting though, Kirk, because think about this. You ready? If you're the Big Ten and you've already got USC and UCLA, you got LA, you got the Southern California TV market, right? Mm-hmm. If you go get Stanford and Cal, who, by the way, you know, you have the two Southern California schools and then you have the two Northern California schools. You have two different rivalries coming to the same conference. Stanford is a school that the Big Ten would absolutely want because academically, that, you know, that's somebody that they would like to have that, them in their conference. Cal Berkeley, really the same thing. And then with Oregon, you get the Phil Knight Nike money. Mm-hmm. And then with Washington, another school that fits in neatly with the Wisconsin, Penn State, Michigan type schools, you get the Seattle TV market. So if the Big Ten expands and they add Stanford, Cal, Oregon, and Washington, you have the entire West Coast. You took the best of what the Pac-12 had. And you get the Seattle TV market, the Northern California TV market, the Southern California TV market, and you've just added six teams from a conference. I mean, listen, I said it from the beginning. Everybody laughed at me. They go, they don't want Stanford and Cal. Nobody in San Francisco and Northern California watches Stanford and Cal. They do want them. Mm-hmm. And you want Seattle, so you get Washington. Oregon's just about Phil Knight and Nike. But I think if I'm these four schools, even if the Big Ten says, look, you're not going to get the full membership dollars that everybody else is getting, because we're kind of doing you guys a favor and bringing you along, you take that and jump, I think.
Yeah, it sounds like a prize fight, right? that both fighters aren't going to get paid equally. It's like fighting Floyd Mayweather. Floyd's going to get one prize, you're going to get the other one. But it will be better than what the Pac-12 had.
I mean, right.
For so many years, honestly, the Pac-12, they thought they were better than who they were. And look, you know, we both have San Diego ties, Cap, and our buddy, we know the great Bill Walton, always talks about the Conference of Champions, Pac-12, Conference of Champions. It hasn't been that. The Pac-12 has honestly been laughed at when it comes to all of the athletics because they don't have a lucrative deal like the ACC network, the SEC network, the Big Ten network. The Pac-12 network has been a joke. And so now, finally, everyone's realizing that within the conference, and because of a bad deal with the Pac-12 network, everybody's jumping ship. We got to go. We got to go make the money. This is all about revenue. This is about television dollars, because no one's is talking about, well, the travel for the student-athlete.
Oh, no,
we're not
Nobody
talking
cares.
About I want to see UCLA versus Penn State. I want to see USC take on Michigan State. You know what I mean? Like, I want to see those matchups. So to me, this is what people don't talk about enough. This is going to create new matchups that we only can get, every 20 years, 15, 20 years? Think about a USC,
yeah,
Michigan
you only get in the Rose Bowl,
game.
Right.
Come on, man.
Right.
Now to be able to get that every 3 years or every four, depending on the rotation of what the league looks like, man, this is new blood. This is new matchups. This is more intrigue. And this is the reason why you want to show up every Saturday and watch.
Right. I'm with you. Listen, I'm telling you right now, if you're Cal, Stanford, Oregon, and Washington, and you have a chance to join USC and UCLA and go to the Big Ten, you do it. Hey, coming up, I hear our man Beto Duran, who was really the tour guide yesterday of the big East LA taco tour. Beto's stopping by. Kirk's in for Sedano. And this is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN. Oh, nice. A Rickroll. Nice. It's Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN. Kirk Morrison is in for Sedano.
Sedano.
This was released in 1987.
1987, huh?
I wasn't even born.
Never gonna give you up.
Keep going. 1987, huh? What were you doing in 1987, Kirk?
Ooh, 87. Man, a young Kirk Morrison was cruising the streets of Oakland, California, just learning how to hit the ball off the tee.
Hey, how about that? Young guy, huh?
Yeah, just trying to hit the ball off the tee. Young 5-year-old, just getting ready for his aspirations of being part of the success of the Bash Brothers as they in their infancy stages.
I say it all the time. I don't know how it happened, but I became the old guy around here. I was 17 at that time. I became the old guy.
Mm-mm.
I don't know what happened. Hey, Kirk, I see that Beto Duran is standing by after last night's incredible East LA taco tour. Beto, good afternoon. How was your golf game early this morning?
Oh, man, it was lovely. Black Gold in Yorba Linda, Chris Morales' home course. Fantastic. I played with Bernardo Osuna, our buddy from ESPN. It was a great job. He hosted me. It was fun, man. You know, a little 6'14", felt like a champ. It was great.
All right. So how'd you feel this morning after all the tacos we ate last night?
man, you're acting like I'm supposed to be hurting or something like that. Like, people were like, oh, are you okay? Like, dude, we do this every day, bro. I told you, it's not Taco Tuesday. Every day's tacos, man. I don't know. Like, people are like, oh, you guys ate a lot. This is what we do. Like, I mean, mind you, it wasn't the gluttony, but, you know, the red cups, I think, is what hurt me a little bit. You know, the old fashions afterwards might have helped a little bit, you know.
Tell you where I got hurt, though, Beto, last night. Where I really did get hurt, though, is the last stop that we made. You and I were going through the taco line. You were suggesting that I use the salsa verde. I decided to use the salsa roja, right? And you're like, what are you doing, man? And I put this salsa on, and, dude, I ate these tacos, and the next thing you know, Kirk, I'm in one of those full sweats like I just ran a marathon. Like, it is coming off the back of my head, down my ear, down my butt. I mean, it was just... It was gnarly. I was sweating like a mofo.
Okay, yeah, exactly. That. Like, look, Kurt knows what's up, man. He grew up with Mexicans.
Yeah, I'm not. Look,
Kurt knows. Okay, you know Kurt, like how they have like the avocado salsa for like, you know, the fats.
Yeah.
And then they have the green salsa, and everybody knows if it's red, you know, what does red mean? Stop, right? No, this fool is acting all brave, and I'm like, okay, go for it, champ. Have a good old time.
And then at the end of the day, you always got to ask first. Like, for me, I'm good with the salsa verde. See, the green sauce, I'm good with. Orange, I'm good with. But once you start getting into the red, and now you look down and you start to see some pepper flakes in there, that's just when I stop, okay? Because I know that it's going to be, it may taste good going in, but coming out, it may be a little hot. So you got to remember those things as well.
Also, this one, it's about 9:30. You know, tacos stands been open for a while. If the jug is still full, do not touch that.
Yes, yes. You want to be scooping. You want to be scooping of the like the last little bit of it. Like, man, any more of this? Yeah. No, that's it. That's all we brought.
Well, that's why I asked how you were doing this morning, Beto. Because let me tell you something. For me, this morning, there was some pain early in the morning. I can tell you that right now.
Shocker. I'm surprised you didn't. Yeah. It's you know what? I give you credit, though. You came out, you showed up, and it was Kurt. I wish you would have been there, man. If I would have known that you were around, I would have been bringing him because you're legit. If you show up, all those Raider fans would have been out there all over you, man. They would have, like, loved you. It was cool. It was fun. It was an adventure. And, you know, Scott was behind the grill. Scott was talking Espanol. Scott, E-H-S-C-O-T, was working it. He's, okay, Kurt, you know this, right? Scott, just listen. I'm going to have a conversation with my boy, Kurt Merson, right?
Go ahead.
Like, you know how those dudes who took Spanish in high school?
Yes.
And then they go down and party at San Diego State, and all of a sudden.
Come on, I know you said.
Right, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yep.
About 9 o'clock, they're like, oh, donde está el baño? And then about 11 o'clock, they feel really brave, and they start talking like full-on paragraphs. That was our boy Scott Kepler last night, right?
That was me at Rosarito Beach, in college, during spring break,
Oh, yeah. You were there at College Fest. You had Papa's and Beer knowing what's up.
Absolutely. Yeah. Senior Frog. So last night. I still got my jersey hanging up as Senior Frog. I'm talking about my college T-shirt that was ripped to shreds, but it was a great time, great party. Okay, go ahead, Beto.
Absolutely. See, that's what we need. The next tour is going to be with Kirk Morrison, man. But, it was cool to see, you know, and I'll be completely serious about this. It was cool to see the way that the listeners that were out there hanging out with us, because they were just following us on social media, and they got there, and the love that Scott Kaplan got, it was cool, man, because, you know, you don't ever go out there because we do our jobs and we go home, and just to see, you know, and Scott out there with them, and then the fans that were listening, they're following along, and it was fun, man. Scott and I have been talking about it, go do it for a while, not as a bit, not as like a, you know, we've all been involved in these bad radio station promotions where it's like, hey, let's go to a barbershop. Let's go here. Let's go there. Like, come on, man. No. Let's do it. Make it sincere and real. And that's what it was last night. It was a lot of fun.
Hey, Beto, do this for everybody that's listening that didn't make it last night. And by the way, I saw some of the data this morning on the social media engagement. I mean, it was like millions and millions and millions, like, I don't know, like 20 million or so views of everything that we did last night. Did you know that?
I thought it was 19 million, man.
Oh, 19 million. All right. Maybe I exaggerated a little bit. But, Beto, tell everybody, just kind of go through everybody, for everybody that's listening and just tuning in, kind of how the night went so that you can be specific about where we were.
Yeah, so it was all organic, man. And I was like, okay, it's going to be a couple hours. Let me figure something out. And, you know, people were like, you could have gone to this spot. You could have gone to that spot. I wanted to go over the bridge, the 6th Street Bridge, because yeah, like, that's where all the influencers.
Stop right there, Beto. Stop right there. I don't want to stop right there. But, I mean, I don't want you to forget, but just everybody is now trying to get to the bridge. So just for me, I've watched it every single night on the news since they opened the bridge. Yeah. And so for someone who has not been to the bridge, can you describe the feeling? Scott gave us his little rundown of it. He got a cool little picture. But for you and for the people who haven't got a chance to see this 6th Street Bridge, which should be on every Los Angeles picture or postcard, describe this bridge.
Okay, so it cost $500 million to make, and the original bridge was blown up a few years ago because it was falling apart. So they redid it. And it's cool, it's lighting up, but then the people who designed it didn't realize that there's going to be people acting the fool. So there's no separation from the road and the people who can just come in. So I decided to take Scott there because you know what we do. We're going to go and follow the trend like everybody else. So I'm like, okay, what's everybody else doing? Let's go to the bridge and take a picture just like those basic people on Instagram. And we were so basic yesterday. Yeah, we went to the bridge. Yeah, we took a picture. And what? We got it. And after Scott Kaplan goes on the bridge, what happened? They shut it down because people were trying to go wild out there. Bunch and I were driving over the bridge, and these groups of cyclists, teenage kids, were just in a pack, and they just took over the bridge, so we stopped on the bridge. It's awesome, though, because the views of downtown at sunset. Tell me white boy Scott did not look awesome in his picture looking into downtown with his shades right at dusk. Tell me that picture doesn't look awesome. Tell me, right?
That was fire.
So before we went to the bridge, just give us the, because we got about 2 minutes to go.
Okay.
Give us the taco rundown.
So we went to Avenue 26 Tacos right there by Skid Row, because I figured if Scott can hang here, we can take him to East L.A. Went to the bridge, took a picture. Then we went to Tacos Don Cuco, TJ-style tacos, the adobada, that you would love, Kurt, because you went to San Diego State. Mm-hmm. We got the owner, Don Cuco, was there, and everybody was talking to us. His daughter went to Montebello High, a family business. The line was long. Dude, we had a 12-pack in the parking lot. I'm not going to lie. We were hanging out with the people.
Hey, Beto, did you notice that there was nobody? Because you pointed this out to me, so of course you noticed it. But you were like, hey, Kaplan, you notice that there's nobody back here complaining? You said there's no Karens out here demanding that the line move faster?
Man, everybody was having a good time. And then to wrap it up, we could have gone some other spots, but it was down the street on Atlantic, and I took them to the Pet Boys. I don't even know the name of this taco spot. Everybody knows, just go to Pet Boys because it still exists. Boom. Scott was there saying chilo. He was there. He was done. And we had a good time, man. It was cool to just hang out with Scott in a non-work environment and just see Scott with the people, man. Viva es Scott. East Side Cap, bro. I mean, come on now.
They started hashtagging me, Kirk. East Side Cap.
Yeah, yeah. So for the newest guy in the station to go over, Mason ain't over there, right? Travis ain't over there. But what does everybody want to do? They all want to hang out like the community, man. Everybody wants to go over there now.
Yeah, man.
Shoo.
Man, I'm telling you right now, East L.A. is my spot now. You know, my people...
Easy there.
Oh, it's not my spot?
You've been there once. It's not your spot, bro.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought it was my spot now.
He got a little hood credibility, though. He got a little hood hall pass.
He does.
He got a hall pass.
He does. He absolutely does. He does. And Scott was cool. And, Kurt, you'll love this. Did not act like the scared white guy in the wrong neighborhood. He was good.
But although one last thing, so Beto's got this buddy of his. His name is Razzo.
Right?
Oh my god, Razzo shows up in this bomb pickup truck. It's all decked out, man. The thing looks so cool. But he's got this horn that when he blows it, it scares the hell out of everybody within like a 5 mile radius. His thing. He kept blowing this horn, and I kept jumping out of my flip flops.
That's the only thing, though. Cap. Next time you go, because you almost gave yourself up. Okay, you almost gave yourself up. Either put some Chuck Taylors on or put some low cut shoes on, some surf, something.
Yeah,
you can't wear flip flops, man. You look like a Fed.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't want your respect.
You know what I mean? We look like the ops, man. We can't let you go out there like that, guy. I'm like, what does this dude got flip flops on out here?
Oh my god, that's
he
great.
He does, man.
All right, Beto, we'll see you.
We got him a shirt, East Side Cap.
Yeah, Beto, we'll see you on Friday, correct?
Yes, sir. I'll be back. I'm working a fight, Golden Boy Fights, out in India, where I'm at. with 110. And, yeah, Razzo, Garfield High Representative, Roosevelt Representative, and Eastside Cap is ready to go.
Yes, sir.
All right. Hey, Beto, thanks for that yesterday, man. That was a great time, dude.
He's gone.
All right, he's out of here. He is gone. Hey, now listen, this is kind of interesting because what happened, Kirk, was I was wearing a T-shirt that said, well, wait a second. Funchy, do you know what my T-shirt said?
Wilding, right?
Wilding.
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 Mm-hmm.
Wilding. Mm-hmm. Like we out here on the bridge, we just all be up here wilding.
Yeah, we out here wilding out.
Right.
See, he says it right. Wilding.
Right. Somebody wilding. Decided to put a D in it. I don't know who put the D in it.
You Supposed did.
To, I didn't put no D in it.
Yes, you did.
I put that D in it.
Oh, God, no. No. This is not where we were going with this, Scott.
Wow.
Focus. Okay. Focus.
Okay, so now, Kirk, everybody sees the Wilding T-shirt, and on the back of it, it says Sedano and Cap 710.
Yes.
And people are on social media going, how do I get one of those T-shirts?
Mm-hmm. I want one of those T-shirts, by the way. Yeah.
Well, me too.
Okay, well, guess what? We're
All
giving
of a
away.
Sudden.
We're going to give them away today.
Okay.
All of a sudden, everybody wants it.
Right. Yeah. So me and Laura were both wearing the Wilding T-shirt yesterday, rocking it, modeling it, and now everybody wants one. So why don't we give a few away today? Laura, what do you think?
Yeah, let's do caller number 5 and caller number 7, and we'll give you guys a T-shirt. And these are exclusive because we are going to have a Sedano and Cap remote coming up. More details to come, and you guys can win them there, too.
All right, caller number 5 and caller number 7 right now, 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. You got the Sedano and Cap Wilding T-shirt. Everybody stick around because what you need to know is next. This is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.